Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Massachusetts and in Rhode Island, because Wright's Chicken Farm is a part of this.
Harrisville, baby.
Did you go down to Wright's yesterday?
I did. Oh, and nice. I hadn't been there since I was a kid. Nothing's changed.
Really? Wow.
I was driving up that long driveway, and it was just all these memories filling my head of my dad going, this is the best chicken I've ever had.
It is pretty good.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Up in New Hampshire, they have Hart's. I think it's Hart's Turkey Farm.
Ooh. Have you been there?
Which, yes.
Is it good?
It really is.
Okay.
But Wright's is, I think Wright's is generally known as
the best
chicken farm restaurant.
Chicken mecca.
In our region.
Mecca.
Yeah, it's chicken mecca.
That sounds like an Indian dish.
It is.
Do you want the tikka masala? No, I'd like the mecca.
I mean, you have to have, if you're having roast chicken and you're not having stuffing with that,
yeah,
you're most likely a serial killer. I mean, that's anybody who eats roast chicken. And you have to have gravy also. You agree with me on the gravy? You got to have gravy on chicken.
Everything.
And you got to have stuffing.
Gravy
have
on everything.
And mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
All right. The most hated caller on this program wants to go on the air.
Oh.
I thought the thing was if he won.
That he was never allowed back
right.
on again? I can't make that rule. I can't do that to Scott from Weymouth. But we have a moment. I'll put him on real quick. Yeah,
okay.
Scott, what's up?
What's up? As I told Cap, this is my last call of the week, Greg. I've
promise?
Been calling. I
you,
promise.
You
I
promise?
Promise. No. I had to call once, though, before Game 7.
Okay.
Which bugs the heck out of me. What's with these extra days off? The Game 7 should be tonight.
Yeah, it should be. I agree.
Come on. What's going on?
I agree.
All right, we're
going to
roll. Ready?
Yep.
20 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Boom. What's with the extra days off? I already said that.
Yeah.
I want to give you guys a random compliment, Greg.
Yes.
This show, your show, has been on fire the past 3 weeks.
Oh.
I ought, that's a compliment, and I mean that from my heart.
Thank you.
Can't believe you're not syndicated.
Well,
all right, now I still got 8 seconds left.
Yes.
I'm going to hit Chew real quick. Chew!
Yeah.
90s rock real quick. Do you remember a band called Oleander?
Yes.
Remember
Why I'm Here.
Why I'm Here.
Great tune. Good
it's
band.
It's Reason.
Yes.
All right, that's all
it.
I got. Hey, you guys, enjoy the game. The Bruins are going to win by 4 more goals, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.
Okay. Well, I have told you for the last couple of weeks that Bestie will be the banner captain tomorrow night, waving the banner flag. My thought is that Bestie is at least in a David Ortiz jersey. And maybe is it possible that they go live to David Ortiz at Mass General on the Jumbotron or something like that? Or is it too soon
know.
For
Might
that?
Be too mean, soon for that.
Probably
no,
too soon.
No, you're getting elaborate, kid.
I mean, well,
I think Big Poppy's got a few more issues than wanting to be on the Jumbotron.
He's got bigger things
for game
to do.
Seven.
Yeah. What if he's
How about
like
the Bruins win game seven for Big Poppy? Yeah.
What if he's like Paul Pierce though, and he comes out in the wheelchair? Remember when Paul Pierce came out in the?
That now, would be huge.
Did I recently hear Paul Pierce say that whole thing was because he had to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was he went off in the wheelchair.
Okay. Yeah.
And then came back out of the tunnel.
And it was all because he had an emergency situation, like the kid with the wings.
Well, so, allegedly, yeah, yes, he pooped his pants a little. He sharted on the bench.
Oh,
hey,
oh boy,
I got stabbed. Cut him some slack.
Oh no! Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah. All right. Well, for those just tuning in, we discussed this extensively a little while ago, but David Ortiz is back here in Boston at Mass General. It appears that, according to some reports, that the injuries that he sustained a little bit more serious than were originally reported.
I heard, damaged part of his liver.
Damaged liver, gallbladder,
yeah.
and,
stomach.
Uh, and intestines, and so he is at Mass General, and of course several reports this morning say that a hitman was hired to make that hit on David Ortiz, and obviously not thankfully. Not a good hitman. Unless they were just trying to send a message and not trying to kill David Ortiz. But thankfully, he is back here in Boston at Mass General. More on that later. It is 7:04, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
We saw his boxers on the floor and his pajama pants and pee everywhere.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. If you want to get your hair back, guys and gals, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life. Hillman just mentioned it. Poppy's at the Mass General, one of the greatest facilities in the world. Boston's renowned for its, medical intellect and the greatest place for medicine ever. Former catcher and teammate Jason Varitek yesterday, obviously very emotional about his former teammate.
I didn't sleep very well last night. I don't think anybody did that knew. And we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was going on. Still don't know that much, but besides what everybody's seen and heard. He's a dad. And, heart goes out to Alex and D'Angelo and his wife and the rest of his family. I mean, it's very scary thing that something like that can happen that easily.
So we wish Big Poppy well. Everybody's in his corner. The Red Sox gave a moment of a moment of reflection before the Sox-Rangers tilt last night, and it didn't end well for the fellas on the diamond at Fenway last night.
2-0 pitch. And he swings and grounds one hard into right center, a base hit. And here comes Santana. Jackie's throw far too late. And up the line, it's an RBI single for Elvis Andrus. And it's 4-3 Texas.
And Texas wins that tilt. Brock Holt tied it with the RBI single in the ninth. But the Rangers rolled last night. Chris Sale, 7 innings, 10 Ks. The kid can't buy some run support.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's a strikeout machine.
Yeah.
He's been going deep. He's doing everything a starting pitcher should do, and he's not getting the results. Sox-Rangers, 2-4 tonight over on Yawkey Way, 7:10 first pitch. All the marbles are on the line for Lord Stanley's Cup over on Causeway Street tomorrow night. Game 7, Bruins, Blues. I'd love to see the Cup. And number 7. To be the 7th Cup for the Bruins all time. So Berge and company, giddy up. Brad Marchand on the job at hand.
That's going to be exciting. Obviously someone's going to win the Stanley Cup. So it's going to be an exciting game. There's going to be a lot of energy around it, but, we just want to try to focus and do what we've done all year, which is prepare and try to play the same game. We're not going to get caught up in the excitement about it. We're just going to try to prepare and focus the same way.
And speaking of Berge, apparently Berge gave the pregame speech to end all pregame speeches, LB.
Yeah.
And to a man, including Marcus Johansson, they all spoke yesterday about that inspiring speech. It's kind of like the one I give before the show starts here in the morning. Uh-huh. But let's take a listen to what Marcus had to say.
So that was just something special. I think it just, what he talked about, hit everyone in that room. We all knew what he was talking about, and it was just something I think I'll remember for the rest of my life, because it got us all together and then put us all in a moment. And for him to step up and do that point, it just shows what kind of a leader and teammate he is.
He said, "Let's do it for Captain Bandwagon." He's been with us since the beginning. He said, "Let's make sure that we're at between the second and third period, we all vodka chug here in the locker room in St. Louis." And so, all right, well, can't wait for tomorrow. We have tickets to give away. We'll give them away during tomorrow's show, during the 7 o'clock hour. And so make sure you tune in tomorrow. You could be there tomorrow night. The ticket prices are skyrocketing because everybody wants to see the cup raised at the Garden. I mean, you can't get, even if you want to be in the 300s, they're going $1,200 a pop, $1,200 a ticket. So yeah. We will give those away on tomorrow's show. And, of course, I love the fact that Danielle cannot get in because of the horrible things she said about Bruins general manager Don Sweeney on the show, and she will not be allowed into the Garden tomorrow night, which is the best part of the part of this whole thing.
So do you want Aunt Kathy to meet you? I mean, is she going to meet you beforehand? Do you want me to give her a ticket, or do you have like an e-ticket even, you can send on the phone?
I'm sorry.
What time are you guys going to meet up?
I was texting with everyday listener and good friend Don Sweeney yesterday.
Trying to milk tickets?
I wasn't trying to milk tickets. I mean, Donnie and I have the kind of relationship. I have the kind of relationship with Donnie where I could ask if I wanted. Uh-huh. But he again made it clear he does not want you anywhere near the Garden.
I'm sure Donnie Sweeney really cares that much
tomorrow
about
night
me.
Because of the horrible things you said about him on this show.
He's bad press conference timing. That's all I said, sir.
LB, thank you.
Thank you, kid.
This is Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Morning, crew.
What's going on? And by the way, you narrowly survived the most hated caller bracket, so congratulations on that.
I didn't think I was going to get that far anyway. I wasn't on the radio much for people to have a fresh memory of my liberal,
agenda. Comments. Yes.
But either way, that's not why I'm calling. After all the Ortiz news, I figured I'd call my dad because he lives out there in Dominican Republic to see if there was any gossip on the streets and whatnot.
Yes.
And it seems like everything that's being reported is pretty legit.
Really,
from the news sources, that the guy was a drug dealer. Went to assassinate him on behalf of the drug dealer because he was messing around with his wife and apparently bought her a $50,000 Jeep. So,
a what?
That's what's going on. Yeah, that's the rumor apparently, and the police is still investigating. But there's also being said that it could possibly just be an envy thing as well.
Yeah.
But my dad said that he's definitely leaning towards the him messing around with the chick though. And the guy's in critical condition right now and might not recover. And I asked my dad what you think is going to happen to the guy. He says he doesn't think that he'll even survive in prison if he even makes it there. And that the guy is the police officer as well.
Yeah. So
the shooter's in critical condition?
Well, there's two people.
Yeah. Because no, they beat the bag out of him, like you said.
No. That's not the shooter. That's that's the guy who was driving the motorcycle, I believe. The guy who was beaten. I don't believe.
Dad said it was the shooter that was in critical condition, the guy who was in the hospital.
If I have it correct, and I have been wrong before, not in the last decade, but I believe that the guy who they beat the bag out of in the place was driving the motorcycle. I believe the shooter at one point was still at large. Danielle, any confirmation on any of that?
As we're talking here, stand by. I'm trying to get some confirmation.
I mean, the guy's dad lives on the island.
I mean, his dad does live down there in the Dominican Republic.
What I've seen is that it was the suspected shooter that was the one beaten.
Okay, well, I'll take a look, and we'll try to get that information to you. It is 7:12, and coming up, we're going to get to our next blind food taste test challenge. Let's see. Yes, Greg is correct. According to his texter, it was the driver. I mean, did he look like he was in critical condition? I mean, he looked like he was in bad shape.
The police photo?
His
head was all wrapped up. His eyes were swollen shut. His nose looked smashed.
I mean, they chased him down and beat the absolute bag out of him.
Rightly so.
So we'll get to our blind food taste test challenge coming up next and try to determine for once and for all where one can find the greatest house salad dressing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I want our reporting on the David Ortiz situation to be factually correct, as factually correct as we can get it. So during the break, I made sure that I was correct, and as suspected, I was right. The individual that is in arrest in the Dominican Republic, the guy who was beaten by the patrons at the nightclub, chased down and beaten, was the driver, the shooter, who appears to, by some reports, to have been a hitman that was hired to target David Ortiz, is still at large. So that is that's the report on that. There are reports this morning that David Ortiz was warned that that he was in danger because he was indeed dating the wife of this drug lord. But of course, those are just reports, and it is quite possible that it was envy or jealousy or some other thing that that no one knows about. So that's the latest on Big Poppy, who is back here and at a hospital here in Boston at Mass General, and will continue to be treated. And I assume they brought him back just because the medical care is better here. Is that
some
is that
best
them?
Doctors in the world? Yeah.
Or honestly, maybe if the other situation is the reason why he was shot, they were like, let's get the Big Poppy was like, get me out of here. So
I'm not sticking around after that.
That's one of those life rules, just in general, not with regard to Ortiz. But first of all, you should not be smashing the wife of another, but definitely not the wife of a drug lord.
And never do your own supply, Tony.
Yes. All right. It is 7:25, and we have assembled. I am Instagram Live, by the way. Greg Hill 107. If you'd like to join me, Instagram Live. There's Stiz Grimy on the Instagram, and we have assembled all of the Italian bread that will be dipped into the salad dressing. We are assembling all of the restaurant salad dressings. We have, I think, do we have over 10? Use your microphone, Stan. You are a radio personality.
We have 12 restaurants, Greg.
12 restaurants. Yes. Okay, we have 12 restaurants participating, and I think we have an intro for this, so let's get to that.
And now,
hey fatty,
the Hillman Morning Show presents.
You sure toss a mean salad.
The house dressing challenge.
I got the garlic blue cheese salad dressing you wanted. Does that mean I'm in the crew now?
It does. If you drink the whole bottle while we watch.
Well, if you're a new listener, you may not know that we spend a lot of time on this show talking about food. And
we're a little
so,
heavy.
That's not a statement.
This began when I Instagrammed the photo of my salad at Ken's Steakhouse in Framingham and stated on Instagram that their salad dressing was, and therefore their salad was, the best and most legendary in New England. And Stiz Grimy, the donut lassie, or this morning, I guess he's the dressing lassie.
Yep.
Responded immediately and said, no way, it's the Newbridge. So then I said, let's make sure that we get a blind food taste test challenge going. So, Stanley, could you, I know you're cutting bread, but could you grab the microphone and just share with us all of the restaurants that are participating this
morning? Could you
have
grabbed a real bread knife?
All right.
Okay, so this morning we have, in no particular order, we have Val's,
which is in Holden.
Yes. Yep.
Right?
We have Il Camino.
Il Camino, which is in Leominster. What are you doing? What do you have?
I want to make sure we have the location for you. You're right. Il Camino is in Leominster.
By the way, they say that at Il Camino, they may have the greatest chicken piccata.
In the
Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Have you heard that? Yes.
In fact, the people over at El Camino, Laura, told me to tell you to come in for their chicken piccata.
Oh, I'm on it.
Because they swear by it.
If it's free, it's for me. Yes.
We have La Cantina in Framingham.
Okay.
We have Kitty's in North Reading.
All right.
My personal favorite, the Newbridge, Chelsea. Chateau, various locations.
Right. I think Waltham is the original Chateau location.
Yep. We have Monty's in Lynn, City of Sin.
Yeah.
We have Wright's Chicken Farm, Harrisville, yep. Rhode Island. Capital Grill in Boston. The Villa in Whalen. And DeBurrow's in Haverhill.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's get our judges in here. We have a panel of listener judges, as we always do. This texter is upset that Stanley Stizgrimy is cutting the bread. When you are dipping bread into salad dressing, it should be torn and not cut.
Yeah.
Listeners, come on in right behind the assemble, right behind the table over there. All right. Look at, of course, it's a sausage fest.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Did Stan recruit the up talker to be a, of course he did. Hold on a second. Let's get the, Stan, get the up talker on the mic because I have a question for her.
Hello.
How are you, up talker?
How are you?
Natalie, the up talker.
Hi.
What was the deal with the second annual Beach Cornhole Tournament and the fact that you were going to be Stiz's partner and then you bagged out? Did he get creepy?
No, I just...
No! What happened?
I just didn't want to, drive with someone who was doing a certain activity in the car.
Oh, was he masturbating in the car? No.
Did he get a hooker? Because he's done that before.
So you were worried that he was going to have a beverage or two or
no, smoking,
I'll be smoking the wacky tobacky.
Yeah,
is
yeah, that oh, yeah. Lettuce.
All right, well, that's probably a good
and
idea.
He chose that over me as a partner. So.
Oh!
Well, yeah, because he knows he has no chance, Natalie.
Bruce,
you chose lying.
What, you chose marijuana?
How? I literally said, okay, I'll go with you if you, don't do that. And he's like, all right, I'm going to have to find a new partner.
No, no, that's
literally,
not
I
how
have
it
the
went
text
down.
To prove
she
it.
She didn't say it like that.
You're such an addict.
No.
You're such an
addict. That's an
you
addict.
Chose,
no, you I just didn't want to drive to Maine alone. That was my only concern.
Yeah, and I said, okay, we'll go together if you don't do that. And you're like, nah, I can't.
No, that's no.
It's literally, I have
you,
the text
I
messages.
Think,
I have.
You sound like you sound like me. You're in denial, kid.
Stan, you keep acting this way. The only friend you're going to have in life is Philip Morris.
Might as well marry him. Yes. By the way, don't do the dressing things in here, or people are gonna. You know, it's a blind food taste test.
Right, yes,
I already know that bottle. I'm like a salad.
Yeah, I know. You got to start all over again. Get out of here and start
switching the order.
Honestly,
donkey
Stiz, you could f up a wet dream. That's that is how. All right, so now we're gonna have to start all over because he had a bottle in here.
I don't get it.
All right, so up talker is here now. Did you just real quick because I want to get to the blind food taste test challenge, but. Was it a date? Was the cornhole thing? Did you think it was? Did you think he was trying to? I think he was. I think he wanted it.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
Or maybe he was just trying to make Danielle jealous.
Probably.
That's probably what he was trying to do. All right, Natalie, here, hand me the microphone, and then you can take your place. Actually, Natalie, can you hold the microphone for the judges? I'll interview them.
Nice and close.
Hold it right up to the.
Wait, I want to Instagram this.
Focus on.
Oh, she's
welcome
a millennial.
Welcome to 2019. I need to be famous.
She wants to. She wants to Instagram
that.
It.
Get on the Instagram.
All right, it's 7:31. Okay, can you hold the microphone right up to the man's mouth,
hi, Greg.
Please? Hi, what's your name?
Mark.
Mark, and where are you from? You gotta hold Mark, that right hold up, on. Right, okay. Literally up. Never mind your Instagram.
You have a master's.
Let me hold the mic while you Instagram.
Yeah, hold the mic while you Instagram. All right, get that right.
Instagram and now we go.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm from Rhode Island.
What do you do? What do you do, Mark?
I own a cabinet company.
Okay, and where do you typically? Where do you think the best salad dressing is? Is there a particular restaurant in Rhode Island that you go to, or?
I go to a Rentham restaurant. I brought a bottle in.
A Rentham place. Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. Let's meet our next listener judge. What is your name?
Josh.
Josh, I think you've been here for a blind food taste test challenge.
Quite a few.
Yeah. So you like to eat.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Athol.
Okay. Yep. And what do you do?
I'm a welder.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Let's meet our next judge over here right next to you. And what is your name?
Garrick.
Where are you from?
I'm from Athol, too.
Oh, from Athol as well?
Yeah.
Are you guys bros? Or?
Yeah, we work together.
Oh, you work together. Okay. Yeah. So nobody's doing any work today.
No.
Okay. All right.
But Garrick, great name. Great, cowboy western kick-ass kill people name.
Yeah, it's unique.
And what about you? Where do you normally think the greatest salad dressing
is? We got a local restaurant in town that's got some pretty good house dressing.
What's it called?
The King Philip.
Is it the King Philip?
Great shouter.
Is it the King Philip Inn? Or
I think so.
Yeah, it's an inn, right?
Is that inn with an E, or is it the old
it's
with
an
E? Okay, all right. And next up over there, Sir, what is your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Westminster.
Okay, and what do you do?
I am an IT director.
IT director. What's the name of the company? You want to name the joint you work for?
It's a public school system.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and how about you? Where do you normally find the best
kitties.
House? Kitties?
Kitties.
Oh, you're a kitties fan. Okay. So you'll be able to identify kitties by taste, theoretically.
Most likely. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And then let's meet our final judge.
How you doing, JD?
And where are you from?
Worcester.
Well, okay, and what do you do?
Construction.
I'll hold that mic right up to your right up there.
Construction.
Yeah, okay. Like you're holding a nail gun. Okay.
right to your face.
And, and what about you? The normal. Where do you find the best?
Like Val's.
You like Val's. You've been to Val's. Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. So Natalie, take your place over there with the sausage fest of judges.
You're gonna make me work.
And Stiz, what have you done here? You've brought out one
we,
of the...
Yes, we have contestant number one already shaken and ready to go.
All right, it's been shaken. Okay. All right, so...
No double dipping.
Yeah, no double dipping.
No double dipping.
Dip only. Help yourselves to a hunk of bread over there. Yeah. We're not shy here. Don't worry about it. Grab some bread. And, of course, dip your bread into the dressing. I'm getting this. Danielle, can you talk or shoo or somebody? I'm going to get this.
Okay. All right. They're tasting.
Oh, he's dipping the slice into the golden richness of the dressing.
I'm looking at the one guy looks surprised. Mm-hmm. That's not a good look when
I see some nodding. Right.
Taste testing something.
I see an eyebrow raise.
Whoa, Hilda.
Jeez, guy. Leave some for somebody else.
Oh, you, if you have to
we
soak
have to try it, too.
It has to be soaked through. I'm going to give this one a try.
How's your cholesterol? My God.
Very good. Mike. How are we scoring, Greg? That's important.
1 to 10.
1 to 10. 10 being the best.
Each dressing will be given a score of 1 to 10. Yep. So write down your score on the first one.
This whole place smells like salad dressing
it
now.
Does. It smells like Bodhi.
I know. Yeah. All right. Let's get dressing number two in here, and let's see. There's a question about. This is kind of a how creepy is it question from a 617 texter. Mm-hmm. Is Natalie barefoot in those shoes or does she have little socks on?
No, she's wearing flats.
Hold on, there's a foot fetish person who wants to see your feet.
Yeah. Hold on. He's in his cubicle at work with his pants down.
Greg's enabling this guy. In a big way.
Seriously.
All right, we brought in the second round. Make sure you get the first out of there.
This is the second.
Danielle got involved.
This is the
second. Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the first
stabbing.
One? What did you think of the first one?
Very good.
I got to take my own notes.
I think I have
here.
An idea about number one.
Where it's from?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to keep that information to myself.
Okay. Are they writing down?
Stan, why don't you just give everybody like a couple of pieces
just
in a bowl?
You don't have to break the bread. Stan, you're not a priest. You don't have to break the bread for everybody. Okay, now we're dipping number two. This is the number two dressing. Can we get Natalie's thoughts? Natalie, what do you think?
I know which one this is.
How do you know?
Because I'm a salad expert.
You're a salad expert?
It's my favorite food besides nachos.
What about avocado?
No,
avocado toast.
No.
Gross.
Okay, all right. I'm going to give this one a try.
So what did we give the first one?
There's various rankings.
Okay, are they all writing them down?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good. All right, I want to make sure someone's keeping track.
Oh,
thanks, ref.
Yeah, that's right. Violation on the field over here.
I know exactly what that one is. I happen to know exactly what that is. I can. You're getting goosebumps. Someone he just said he's getting goosebumps. Stan, make sure you're catching this. What do you think?
Giving me goosebumps.
It could be worse. It could be giving you something else. It gave me something else.
It tastes like dressing.
Did it give you the same feeling the salad cream did?
That one wasn't bad. That was pretty good.
That one's the best out of the two? Okay, what do you think?
A little high in the vinegar.
High in vinegar.
Oh, that strong taste.
Oh, so vinegar content is important. All right, let's get number three in here. Of course, a texter wants to know if I removed my skull pouches for this.
And
no, I'm it's dressing and dressing and... Mm. and
that one looks good. That looks good.
Well, this one looks pretty good. Hold on.
All right, this is number three.
I'm Instagram Live,
right.
So you can find me on Instagram, GregHill107, and you can join us. I'll show each dressing.
Just for the record, LB and I are abstaining just because we need some fair and balanced criticism or officiating.
No, because we're professionals and we realize that all of the dressings and a ton of bread is going to be still here at 10:10.
Can I tell you something about this one?
Yeah.
the consistency on this one is an advantage for them.
Yeah.
It is thicker than the other two.
Okay, got a little creamy action going?
Not creamy, just a little bit more viscous.
Nope.
I don't know what viscous means.
Thicker. Thicker
Stanley,
liquid.
Microphone up for whoever's making a comment. What did you say?
That one is amazing.
What did you say about it?
The more cheese, the better. Yeah. Definitely the more cheese, the better the dressing.
So it has like Parmesan cheese in it.
A kick of Parm in there for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. That's number three. Make sure you put a rating on it. We are trying to determine where one would find the best house salad dressing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
We're so fat.
Not a vegetable in the place.
There's nothing wrong.
Can I get a crudité platter up in this piece?
All right. This dressing is not as viscous as the previous.
But that looks...
Wow, it's amazing. This looks like when someone drops some food on the beach and like a million seagulls go flying in.
Mine.
I need some sort of a palate cleanser. Is there any sorbet available?
Need a pamplemousse, a grapefruit sorbet.
All right, I'm going to try this one here.
You know what's interesting to me is there's been more similarity in appearance among at least three of the first four than I expected. I figured visually they would differ a little bit more, but we have three contenders that look very much the same, which is interesting to me.
I got to tell you, that one is really, really good.
I thought that one was very thin.
You thought it was thin? Watery. Thin and watery is okay, though. I mean, it depends.
Yeah, a little salad, too much vinegar for me.
You want the salad to soak. Too mild? Yes, Danielle, what is it?
Thin and watery is okay when it's Tito's and water.
Yeah, that's true. all right. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, help a sister out. Is Garrett single and ready to mingle?
Oh, my God.
That's an excellent question for Garrett. Stanley, could you get an answer to that question, please?
I'm married. I'm happily married. Yeah.
Happily
you
married.
You got happily in there because she's listening.
Right. Well, that's the difference between saying you're married.
Yeah, yeah.
And having a tan line on your ring finger on your left hand.
Yeah. That's why you tattoo your ring finger. Ring on your ring finger.
How's that working for you?
What are we?
It's awesome.
By the way, hey, Dressing Lassie, please defend your wearing of the jorts this morning because the texters are all over you.
There are certain jean shorts that you can't wear. These are different. These aren't like jorts. They technically are, but these are fashionable. Okay.
Yeah, and you got the cuts with the fray. I think they're awesome, Stews.
Is this number five right here?
That one's my favorite. This is
a new one? All right, this is number five.
I said that one's my favorite.
Danielle made a face.
On the garlic for sure so far.
Danielle made a face.
I like a lot of garlic.
Definitely sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely a sweet.
That one is sweet. Yes. I don't like that. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
I like the bread part, but.
Might taste good in salad.
Yeah.
Might taste good on salad.
That's a little too sweet. Oh, I don't like that. Do you like a sweet dressing?
Yes.
It depends.
You do, LB? You like a sweet dressing?
My grandmother always made a sweet dressing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She always made it out of what's that stuff called? Called Sucre.
What is it?
Sucre? You can buy it at the, Stop and Shop.
Is that Splenda?
Now, what's that? A texter says Red Sox hat guy is hot. That's a 508 texter.
High 508 texter.
Happily married. All right.
Who's unhappily married? Let's see who's honest.
I am unhappily married, Danielle.
I'm over
you
here.
You are happily unmarried,
sir. Wait a minute. Look at the color of this one.
Yeah.
It's like pink. Well, we're on six, I believe.
This one is pinkish in color. All right.
For you medical professionals, it's the same color as seroma fluid.
Wow, that makes it appetizing. Thanks, Danielle.
Seroma fluid?
Yeah,
what is that?
It's like a pinkish fluid that builds up in a...
In a what?
Like an area where you have a trauma or something.
Oh, that's awesome. You mean like my leg after the boating mishap on Saturday?
My dog had one once. I punctured it and squeezed it. It was a great Dr. Pimple Popple moment.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
people
that.
People are eating.
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh. That's why I'm still going.
I like that one. I like that one.
I did too. I gave that one a 10.
You give that one a 10, Natalie?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that one.
A little too mild.
Pink one, pretty good.
I know. I gave two.
All right. I'm going to have to take a break. It is 7:42. and we are trying to determine for once and for all where one would find the best house salad dressing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts or in Rhode Island. And when we come back, we will be able to crown a winner here on today's Hillman Morning Show. This morning, our mission is clear, and we are steadfast in our attempt to execute it, and that is to determine where the finest house salad dressing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts can be found. And so this is our next blind food taste test challenge. We've assembled a team of listener judges in the studio. They have been sampling salad dressings from 12 of the suggested restaurants in the Commonwealth, 11 in the Commonwealth, one in Rhode Island.
That's right.
Nancy Know-It-All, a texter is concerned that I should not be saying for once and for all.
Yeah, I've given up on that. It's once and for all.
It's just once and for all. Hey, Stan, I'm talking over here. What the frick are you doing?
Apologies.
I mean, you're running microphones in the... okay, so anyway, what is it for
once and for all, Once and for all.
We're going
to determine once and for all.
Okay.
What the best dressing is.
All right. So now we are sampling another. We have the listener panel of judges. We are sampling another dressing. Which number is this right here?
Seven.
Number seven, Stan. Okay. Your thoughts on number seven, sir?
Seven. Very good. Sweet. Wine.
Okay. All right.
I enjoyed that one a lot.
It does have kind of a wine vinegar kind of taste to it, and it's got an interesting color.
You were talking about yesterday how some dressings, makes you kind of cough at first when you eat
Yes,
it. That's what I'm getting with this one, but the aftertaste is pretty good.
The aftertaste is pretty good.
It's a little sweet and fruity. I kind of got some little bit of a fruity taste out of it.
There is kind of a fruity, I'm not a big fan of the raspberry raspberry vinaigrette type stuff.
That's what it tastes like to me, raspberry vinaigrette-ish.
Raspberry vinaigrette-ish. Okay. For those asking, the bread that we are using is sliced Italian bread, the Italian bread in the loaf that is being dipped into the dressings. And Stiz, one more time, let's go over all of the restaurants for those who might just be joining us. Of course, Ken's Steakhouse is a part of this. They're in Framingham. Who else, Stan?
We got the Burrows in Haverhill.
Yeah.
We've got the Villa in Whalen.
Yeah.
Capital Grill. In Boston and various other locations.
Yeah.
Wright's Chicken Farm in Harrisville, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Il Camino in Leominster.
Okay.
Monty's in Lynn. Chateau, various locations. Newbridge in Chelsea.
Yay.
Now, there's a controversy here. Are you somehow related to the Newbridge people, and is that why this whole thing started?
I may or may not be related, but that does not change the fact, that does not negate the fact that the Newbridge salad dressing is GOAT.
Irregardless.
Yeah, there's no bias.
I'm not voting.
Okay.
I'm not voting.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote either, because I'd be biased toward Ken's.
Important question here. When Stiz went to pick up the salad dressing from the Cap Grill yesterday, do you know, Greg, whether he put his steak sandwich on your tab?
Oh, I saw that on your Instagram. What happened?
I did put that on your tab.
Okay.
I didn't think you would mind.
No, that's fine. No, that's
did that you okay? tip at least?
Yes. Huh?
Did you tip?
Of course I tip, You always tip well on a free lunch.
Stiz, yes, did you
tip 50%?
Did you crack his wine locker?
You didn't.
I tried breaking in, but that thing is heavily armed.
I'm surprised you didn't, because you're an addict, as we learned earlier when you were talking with Natalie.
There's no Mad Dog in there, by the way.
Yeah, so no Mad Dog 2020. A couple King Cobras.
It doesn't come in a 3-gallon jug.
That's how it'll get in my favor, by breaking into the wine locker for me.
And then finally, Hill Dog, we had Kitty's in North Reading and La Cantina in Framingham.
Okay. And how many... hold on a second. You can't. Let me just inform everybody about how radio works.
Oh, Jesus.
If there is not a microphone in front of your face, we cannot hear what you're saying. Absolutely. So when you go,
I got a question for you.
Nobody can hear you. Yes. What is your question?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you go to Wright's Chicken Farm and buy Wright's Chicken Farm, or did you go to the grocery store and get it off the shelf?
Oh, no,
I went directly to the source.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the only bad thing about Wright's Chicken Farm is they are closed on Mondays, so I couldn't stay for some delicious chicken.
Oh.
You know what a tease that is, looking at the menu they got up on the wall?
Which
doesn't have a lot on it, obviously, but they got pictures.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
That's crazy.
All right. Let's see. Here's a text that says, "Careful, Stiz. Greg is going to drop you in the piranha tank."
Well, he's gonna drop kick me.
I'm trying to teach Stan radio lessons that will last a lifetime.
That's it.
It's not that complicated. It's a radio show. We're not launching somebody onto the moon or anything around here. Okay. Let's bring in the next dressing. That was an interesting colored one. That purple pinkish one. And we're up to, what are we at, 7 or 8? How many have we done? We've done
7.
8 is coming up. All right, our panel of listener judges are rating the dressings on a scale of 1 to 10. This one is also pinkish.
Oh.
Pinkish in nature, this one.
I'm gonna give this all interesting. Here. What did you call that stuff, Danielle?
It's aroma fluid.
Oh.
This one is also very thick, very thick.
I don't know that there's any cheese. Fermunda or otherwise in this one, London.
Oh, my God. That one is delicious. Oh.
And this is number 8?
Yeah, this is number 8. Wow.
Yeah?
Number 8 might be a winner. It's not what I thought was going to be a winner. Well, what's the good?
I have to be unbiased, sir.
Another question off the mic over there, buddy?
Half
the mic shoe isn't tasting.
He's running the board over
both
there.
Both LB and I are referees, if you will.
What did you have to add about this one, Stiz?
No, nothing. I just wanted to see if you wanted to go down the line.
Yes. Danielle, your thoughts on...
Very good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's bring in the next one. And for those asking, the judges are rating each dressing on a scale of 1 to 10. And so... here's the text that says, "Greg, here's a radio tip. If you're not in front of the microphone, we can't hear you." I am trying to do the job. Yes. I'm multitasking because I'm a professional. I am. Oh, wait a minute. Who's the dressing smoke out there? Is that somebody from one of the restaurants?
Yes.
Oh, let's bring her in here. Wait a minute. Get in here.
Oh my God.
Get in here, dressing smoke. Hold on a second. We got to interrupt this contest to talk to a smoke. Welcome. What is your name?
My name is Liz.
Liz, and where are you from?
The Chateau.
The Chateau.
Yeah. You smell good, too. Is that weird?
Was that?
Smells good.
She doesn't smell like dressing?
She came in here, and it was like a waft of loveliness.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Works for me.
Was I correct earlier in saying that Waltham was the first Chateau location?
You are correct.
I didn't know if it was Waltham or Norwood.
Nope, Waltham.
Waltham, okay. And what is it? Can you tell us anything about the Chateau dressing that is not secret? Is there anything special that you guys do that you can share with us?
Not really.
Okay. Any like a secret ingredient or anything like, or I guess if it was a secret ingredient, you wouldn't share it.
We wouldn't share it. No.
We wouldn't share it. But Chateau also known for the toasted ravioli,
that
right?
Is
Would you say
correct.
That's what you guys are most well known
well,
for?
Well, and your bread.
Yeah.
And the bread.
The inch cut homemade bread.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. There's a dressing smoke. We'll have dressing Lassie take dressing smoke back out. All right, give this one. This next one a try. Now this looks like pure Italian. I'm moving away from the microphone.
Yeah.
Stanley, give me your mic.
There we go.
This looks like pure Italian dressing, like the way it really should. What do we think about this one?
A little salty.
Too salty. Okay.
A little vinegary for me.
Isn't dressing supposed to be vinegary?
But I like something to cut that vinegar a little bit.
Those are people.
Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm the same way. It needs a little more to cut the vinegar taste a little bit.
Okay. All right. Was that number 9?
Yeah, you don't want your eyes to water.
Yeah.
When you're having dressing.
Let's see. Here's a text asking if complimenting a woman is allowed in this day and age, and I think it is okay. I mean, yeah.
Just like it's like youth sports. You can't cheer for a single kid.
Right.
So you can't compliment. You have to compliment all the women in the hallway.
Speaking of that, this is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
What's happening, Justin?
Just a quick observation. I like how you're basically helicopter parenting the judging here. This is supposed to be a listener-judged competition, but it's turned into listener-judged and Greg-judged competition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.